Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm Brian Wilson, and we are very happy to be joined here in studio today as our guest host. We have Scotty Nell Hughes, someone who's been very active with the Trump campaign as a surrogate. Good to have you here, Scotty.
It's party time.
Yeah.
I, Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So, and this is it. We're getting very, very close.
Are you nervous?
I love the pomp and the ceremony of it all. I truly do.
Cool.
And I just have a question for all of you out there. Are you bringing your kids to the inaugural? I want you to, if you are, get on the phone. Tell me right now why you've decided to do that. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Now, Scotty, I know you're a mom.
I am.
And you have a 9-year-old?
I have a 9 and 8-year-old. I have a 9-year-old son, Houston.
Houston Hughes. Now, it just so happens that on the phone line right now, joining us from where?
Nashville, Tennessee,
is Houston Hughes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Houston.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, let me ask you, how are you going to celebrate the inaugural?
Staying home from school and watching CNN or MSNBC have a meltdown.
So you're gonna stay home and watch the inauguration on but your mom is here.
I'm here.
Why, didn't you want to come to Washington with her?
I asked her how much I want to come. Yeah.
You wanted to.
Is that how you want to spend the inauguration?
Yeah, I wanted so bad to go.
Well, here's the thing, Houston. I heard this earlier this morning, and I've been sort of, trying to persuade your mom on your behalf that I think you should come, and I think your mom has something she'd like to tell you.
Well, Houston, I mean, let me just ask this question. How big of a fan have you been? How much of a supporter of Donald Trump have you been all year long?
Very well.
Have you gotten in trouble at school or with any of your friends?
Yeah.
How?
I was defending Donald Trump on some stuff, and then some people go at me, and then after they go at me, they go on the teacher and tell on me after they were going at me.
Yeah, that's right. He has gotten called even to the principal's office over his Trump support.
Oh, really? How about that?
He has. But overall, why do you think Mr. Trump needs to be our next president?
Because he can actually defend our Constitution, and he can be a well president for the United States.
A well president.
Well president.
Right.
Well, I cannot be here at this party without you. So next week is your birthday, and I've always promised you something really cool for your 10th birthday gift. So tomorrow you're joining your daddy, and you're coming up to the inauguration. You're going to see Donald J. Trump sworn in as our next president. You're coming to D.C.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't kid about this. This is not something I'd kid about.
How do you feel about that, Houston?
Great.
All right.
You're going to the swearing-in. You're going to go to the parade. We're actually going to sit. We're going to watch the parade. And then you're going to escort me to the inaugural ball, the official inaugural ball on Friday night. Can you handle
that?
All right.
I love it.
and here's the thing. You know when you went the other day for that tuxedo fitting?
Yeah.
And your mom told you that hooey story about what that was all for?
Uh-huh.
No, yeah. It's because you're going to go to the inauguration, my friend.
Golly, have I not know that?
Well, you know it now. Hey, you and your daddy, get some good sleep tonight because you guys are going to be driving 10 hours, and I will see you tomorrow, big guy.
All right, see you.
I love you. Have a good day at school.
Houston Hughes, thank you so much for joining us. And that's so sweet. I'm sort of curious if a lot of people will bring their kids because, you know, it really is a historic moment. Whether you agree with what's going on or not, the inauguration of a president is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's something you'll always remember. I remember the reason why I'm in politics today is I remember my parents taking me to our Tennessee at a protest and having me up on Capitol Hill for different issues. I'm hoping that it's either going to make him love politics or absolutely hate it if he's stuck in traffic for a long time.
Yeah, now you had to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes to keep this a secret.
This has been a lot of behind the scenes. I had to talk to teachers and principals, but he got straight A's last semester, and he really just wanted to go, and I felt bad. In fact, I actually told my husband, I think I'd take the 10-year-old over him at different points, but I get to have both of them with me.
Yeah, so that's right. Well, that's going to be great. And so you're going to be doing what are you going to be doing? You're going to be attending the actual inauguration.
We're going to do the inauguration that morning, and then we're going to go view the parade that starts. I think it's like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. The parade, and then that night we're going to be at the Freedom and Liberty Ball. With the president. And then obviously Saturday, you've got a big event here at WMAL.
Yeah,
you've got your ball.
We got a little thing going on Saturday up in Tyson's Corner. That's absolutely right. So, I'm curious about whether or not people are going to be bringing their kids to the inauguration. What's your sense of it from what you folks you're talking to?
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people are a little weary of it. Coming up here, people were telling me, you know, be careful, be on the lookout. And I agree. But I think at the same time, you know, if we stay home, if we don't let our children watch, they win.
Yeah.
I think our children need to see this. I think it's a historic moment for them. And I think it's something that whether you're in person or you're watching it via television, I think this should have some conversation at your dinner table tomorrow night, definitely, for sure.
Sam in Arlington, you're on the line with Brian and Scotty Nell Hughes. Are you bringing your kids?
I want to, but I'm nervous about what the crazy left violence will do. And I don't know how bad it'll get. And it makes me hesitant to take my kids, even though I really want to.
You know, there is that element this time around, and it's really sad. And honestly, here's the thing that I've sort of come down with. I mean, are there going to be protesters? Yeah. Are there going to be disruptors? There are going to be some people who are disrupting. But I also know this. When we had James O'Keefe on the other day, and he was talking about these people, these very bad people who want to cause problems at the inaugural, the first thing they did when they finished their undercover investigation was they called the FBI. And the FBI came over and had a meeting with them. I mean, FBI, they called, and in 10 minutes, the FBI showed up. They wanted to have a conversation. What do you know? What can you share with us? And James O'Keefe relayed to them, we have undercover video of this individual and this individual and this individual talking about what they're going to do to disrupt this this inaugural. And the FBI pulled out their file right there on the spot. Oh, you mean this guy? And they opened up the file on this guy. They know who these people are. I do believe, if that's an indication, that the security people have a pretty good fix on what's going to go on. And so, you know, look, these days, there's always a little risk to everything, it seems, in the life and times that we live in right now. But if we don't go, then haven't they won already? Don't they win the moment you say, I'm not going to go because I'm worried?
Well, let me ask you this. Even growing up, do you not have, and our listeners, do you not have that experience that when you were a kid that impacted you, whether you met a president or a vice president was coming in town? I've talked to so many, especially of the more seasoned generation that have said, I remember I met Ike when he was coming through and on a parade route, or I was able to see, I remember the day I was with JFK. You have that impact where you actually are reminded. And then I think that's what Inauguration Day serves as a potential chance for us to have that for a lot of the children that will be there.
Well, Houston Hughes, I know you're still listening online down there in Nashville. Congratulations. I look forward to meeting you, young man. And thank you so much for sharing your time with us here on Mornings.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.